Chapter 25. There was a rumble of thunder, and the onset of that interminable light drizzle from the northeast by which so many of the world's most momentous events seemed to be accompanied. Dirk turned up the collar of his leather overcoat against the weather, but nothing could dampen his demonic exuberance as he and Richard approached the great 12th-century gates. "St. Sed's College, Cambridge," he exclaimed, looking at them for the first time in 8 years. "Founded in the year something or other by someone I forget, in honour of someone whose name for the present escapes me." "St. Sed?" suggested Richard. "Do you know, I think it very probably was one of the duller Northumbrian saints. His brother Chad was even duller. Has a cathedral in Birmingham, if that gives you some idea. Ah, Bill, how good to see you again," he added, accosting the porter, who was just walking into the college as well. The porter looked round. "Mr. Chaley, nice to see you back again, sir. Sorry I had a spot of bother. Hope that's all behind you now." "Indeed, Bill, it is. You find me thriving. And Mrs. Roberts, how is she? Foot still troubling her?"
"Not since she had it off, thanks for asking, sir. Between you and me, sir, I would have been just as happy to have had her amputated and kept the foot. I had a little spot reserved on the mantelpiece, but there we are. We have to take things as we find them."
"Mr. Macduff, sir," he added, nodding curtly at Richard.
"Oh, that horse you mentioned, sir, when you were here last night. I'm afraid we had to have it removed. It was bothering Professor Chronotis."
I was only curious, Bill," said Richard. I hope it didn't disturb you."
"Nothing ever disturbs me, sir, so long as he isn't wearing a dress. Can't abide it when the young fellows wear dresses, sir."
"If the horse bothers you again, Bill," interrupted Dirk, patting him on the shoulder, "send it up to me and I shall speak with it. Now, you mentioned the good Professor Chronotis. Is he in at the moment? We've come on an errand."
"Far as I know, sir. Can't check for you because his phone's out of order. Suggest you go and look for yourself. Far left corner of Second Court."
"I know it well, Bill, thank you, and my best to what remains of Mrs. Roberts." They swept on through into First Court, or at least Dirk swept, and Richard walked in his normal heron-like gait, wrinkling up his face against the measly drizzle. Dirk had obviously mistaken himself for a tour guide. "St. Sed's," he pronounced, "the College of Coleridge and the College of Sir Isaac Newton, renowned inventor of the milled-edged coin and the cat flap."
"The what?" said Richard.
"The cat flap, a device of the utmost cunning, perspicuity and invention. It is a door within a door, you see."
Yes, said Richard, "there was also the small matter of gravity."
"Gravity," said Dirk, with a slightly dismissive shrug. "Yes, there was that as well, I suppose. Though that, of course, was merely a discovery. It was there to be discovered." He took a penny out of his pocket and tossed it casually onto the pebbles that ran alongside the paved pathway. "You see," he said, "they even keep it on at weekends. Someone was bound to notice sooner or later. But the cat flap, ah, there is a very different matter. Invention, pure creative invention."
"I would have thought it was quite obvious. Anyone could have thought of it."
"Ah," said Dirk, "it is a rare mind indeed that can render the hitherto non-existent blindingly obvious. The cry, 'I could have thought of that,' is a very popular and misleading one, for the fact is that they didn't, and a very significant and revealing fact it is too. This, if I am not mistaken, is the staircase we seek. Shall we ascend?"